Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The senators get to, the word I saw yesterday was speechify today in the impeachment trial before the final vote. One of them will be Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, who's joined us many times and is good enough to give us some of his time again this morning. Senator, you're on WGN in Chicago. Good morning.
Morning, John. How are you doing?
Really good. So will you take that opportunity? I understand all 50 of you get, all 100 of you, is that right, get 10 minutes to talk? Will you do that?
No, I won't. I'm not real big on going down and speaking to an empty chamber, which is generally what happens. I do most of my speaking in committee hearings and that type of thing. So I'll put my statement in for the record and include my 10-page response to the House minority, Congressman Nunes and Jordan. I'll put that in the record as well.
What will your statement say, though? Could you just summarize it for us? What is your comment at this point in the impeachment proceeding, Senator?
Well, I'm glad this unfortunate chapter in American history is over. I wish Speaker Pelosi, now House Manager Chairman Nadler, would have abided by their own advice when Speaker Pelosi said that any impeachment inquiry would have to be bipartisan in terms of the American people's acceptance of it. And Chairman Nadler said there must never be an impeachment substantially supported by one of our major political parties and largely opposed by the other. Such an impeachment would lack legitimacy, produce decisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come. And yet that's exactly what the House imposed on the Senate. So I think an awful lot of Republicans' reaction is, you know, in terms of that constitutional orders, we don't want to put a seal of approval on that type of rush process. Ken Starr said we're in the age of impeachment. We need to move beyond that and really rely upon respect and accept the electoral decisions of the American public. We got an election here in November.
Yeah.
But let's rely on the American people's judgment in terms of who they want to be their next president.
I have to tell you, though, Senator, I thought that Ken Starr speaking at the close of the president's proceeding was a little ironic. I mean, here's a guy who thought it was sufficient to impeach Bill Clinton for lying about an affair and then defending President Trump's actions relative to Ukraine. And I think plenty of us could agree that Bill Clinton did deserve to be impeached because he did lie. But if the standard is there for President Clinton, how is it not there for Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, I think House Republicans made a mistake back in 1998, 1999, when they impeached President Clinton. Ken Starr was a special counsel. He did what his job was. It was the House Republicans that decided to do that. They paid a price for it. I think House Democrats may pay a price for this as well.
Yeah. You don't think that, if I may, you don't think that Bill Clinton should have been impeached?
I think in when you look back in history, no.
Yeah.
Exposed, I think people need to understand that.
Yeah.
But was that really a threat to our Constitution? You know, he did commit a crime. He perjured himself.
No, that's my point, too.
It really had nothing to do with his performance in office. So,
agreed.
In hindsight, probably not.
I wonder if censure would have been appropriate then for Bill Clinton. And would you have voted to censure Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, the censure vote probably should have occurred in the House and gone no further. So if people are actually interested in censure, maybe that would have been something the House could have considered rather than have this rise to the nuclear option in our constitutional realm, impeachment. But we will not have a censure vote here in the Senate. We've already got this locked in terms of votes on the two articles of impeachment, which I believe are flawed, rushed, lack due process, don't really present an impeachable offense. And that's why I'll vote against conviction.
Yeah. I'll ask you about that in a moment. But about censure, if you had the opportunity, would that have been an appropriate way? Then both sides are satisfied. Republicans avoid an impeachment vote. Democrats get a chance to flex their muscle. Wouldn't censure have been appropriate? The Chicago Tribune endorsed that idea, for instance.
Well, again, I'm not going to answer that because it's a hypothetical. But what I will say is we shouldn't be here. I was involved in this, what's called a sausage-making process in foreign policy, which is a little unusual. But we were well along the path of resolving this dispute between the two branches When I talked to the president on August 31st, I was trying to convince him to give me the authority to announce the hold would be released to President Zelensky when I met him on September 5th. Yeah. By September 11th, the hold was released. So, again, this didn't have to rise to this level. It didn't need this level of exposure. This has not been good for Ukraine. And you had the whistleblower and Colonel Vindman saying they were so concerned about Ukraine. This wasn't helpful.
Senator, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. I'll try to make it a little less hypothetical. Joe Manchin, the conservative Democrat from West Virginia, was on the floor yesterday saying that he would introduce a resolution of censure. And it is hypothetical, but at this point, do you think there's any chance of that happening?
No, it'll never be voted on the Senate. If the House wanted to do that, that's fine. They could have gone ahead and voted for censure rather than impeachment. Would have been a far more appropriate thing for the House to do. But what's really appropriate is just do the oversight.
But the Senate could do it now if they wanted to, right?
Yeah, the Senate could do a lot of things that we won't do because it's not necessarily appropriate.
Well, do you 75% of the American public, I don't know what the vote is in, the polls say in Wisconsin, but nationally 75% in polls said they wanted witnesses. Bolton, maybe Biden, but they wanted witnesses. What was your take on that? Should John Bolton have had a chance to speak before the Senate?
Well, they got witnesses. The House had 13 witnesses. We heard more than 100 clips of that testimony.
Senator Johnson, you know what I'm asking here specifically about Mr. Bolton.
I realize that. So I think that the main argument against witnesses is, again, the House did a rush job. It was a completely partisan impeachment. They were asking the Senate to do their investigatory work. Who knows what different rabbit holes we'd go down. So from my standpoint, we never should have been in an impeachment trial, and there's certainly nothing I want to do to elongate a trial that we shouldn't even be involved with.
But isn't it possible that John Bolton...
And listen, I understand how the American public, some of them might want a spectacle, but let's face it, we're a pretty evenly divided country when it comes to people's opinion about President Trump. And I completely agree with Chairman Nadler back in 1999. We shouldn't be going down and imposing a highly partisan impeachment on this country. It just shouldn't happen. It's not going to result in what the House wanted. It was never going to result in removal, so why even go down that path?
Last question for you, Senator. I've got 30 seconds left, sir. Just 30 seconds left. And are you worried at all about the repercussions for you in Wisconsin relative to that attitude about the vote?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I don't remember what the margin was last time or the way it's going now. I think some senators in purple states are thinking along those lines and wondering if people are going to remember not the vote, because that was a foregone conclusion, maybe, the outcome of the impeachment, but the business of not letting witnesses. I think that's what's sticking in people's minds.
Well, again, we had plenty of witnesses. The House had a lot of evidence in terms of making their case for unimpeachable offenses. And that's, again, I believe what they charged was unimpeachable. So why even go down that path? And again, I really don't think we do need to be very careful about ratifying a process in the House that will encourage just more political impeachments. This should be reserved for the most serious offenses that just simply can't wait for an election to have the American people decide themselves, as opposed to have 100 U.S. senators decide, who should be president, who shouldn't.
We are out of time. Senator, I always appreciate you coming on with us. You've been kind enough to share time with me for several years now. I hope you can join us in studio sometime.
Happy to do it. Have a great day.
Take care. That's Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin.